LifeIsAwesomeness.com podcast episode 1 for LifeIsAwesomeness.com. This is Quinn Lee. Today is a very special day. It is December 24th, 2014. It's Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day is tomorrow. So it's pretty exciting that Christmas is around the corner. But this is it's a time of receiving gifts, and also it's the time for giving gifts. And that's one thing that I'll be talking about in today's podcast, my personal experience from receiving gifts and also the gift of giving. So right now, I'm about mid-late 20s to early 30s, so definitely pretty old. But when I was young, at about like, you know, the age of age of seven, when I was growing up, I did receive and may not receive gifts when I was young. Our family was definitely coming from the didn't have a lot of financial stability, so it was hard for my parents to supply us with gifts. When we were younger, we were always thought of receiving gifts, like, oh, what's that new and latest toy? Oh, what is this cool thing that all the kids are having in school? Am I going to get one? Is this those digital pets back in the days, you know, where it's like pocket keychain? Those were really cool back when I was probably a sixth or seventh grader. Those kind of things. But when I grew older, probably in the early 20s, I started to see a difference between receiving gift and the gift of giving. And I didn't notice it until when I was giving, just going out volunteering, giving out gifts to people. And that really, really made me change the perspective of giving. And just a couple years ago, it really made me feel this sensation when I gave gifts to people. It's interesting, but when I gave gifts, when I gave someone a smile, whether it's a conversation with the cashier, asking about their day, you know, just having that small chat with them and having them have that smile, that's pretty cool, like the gift of giving. And what's quite amazing about the gift of giving is actually when you give, you actually receive something more powerful back. When you see that smile, when you see that appreciation, the gratification, it really brings out that happiness. You know, it's like, oh man, like that really hit home. And this actually recently just happened yesterday. I went shopping at one of the local retail store, and one of the cashier was there. And it was interesting because I walked, he was really chatty and things like that, which is super awesome because I love chatty cashiers where I could kind of chat with them about their day. And I asked him, I was like, yo, what's up, man? How's your day going? Kind of that perspective. And so he was just like, oh yeah, it's going good. And I looked into his eyes and I'm like, oh dude, you must be super busy here. So he's kind of like a surfer guy too. And so that was really cool. And I really just connected with him and he connected with me right off the back. And we just had a fun conversation talking. I'm like, dude, hopefully you're not working till like closing. He's like, oh yeah, I'm going to have to do that. And so like, we just had that talk and he's like, dude, it's, and he told me this, he's like, dude, this is like, you're like one of the coolest guys. I'm like, oh really? He's like, yeah, you know, like people like you just made my day. And by having that conversation with him, it was kind of funny because, like, you know, I mean, I'm a pretty sociable guy. And so when you go and talk with someone, I want to learn about their story, kind of like, you know, how their day is going. Because you got to have that conversation to kind of basically have a social instinct of going back and forth, because it feels kind of awkward when you don't talk with your cashier or bank teller and things like that. So usually for me, I like to have a social conversation with them. So from that event, like, you know, I only bought like a couple items. He got me out of there like within a minute or so, but within those a few, like, you know, 30 45 seconds of chatting, it really just made my day. I'm like, oh man, like this is so cool, like I'm actually making his day and he's actually making my day too. And so it was really fulfilling to really seeing that connection and seeing that I actually did something special. This applies to like getting gifts for the people that you are actually very appreciative. So I was always taught that when being raised up, my parents always taught me that you have to remember the people, how you got where you are with the people that help you. And so being appreciative of them and giving them gifts that, hey, you know, you helped me in the past, I'm going to give you this gift as just a gift. Keep it, no special meaning, but this is a gift that I greatly appreciate. I still remember you. You've helped me in the past. Like having that remembrance would help you communicate that relationship with them. And from them receiving it, you're actually giving them many gifts because it may be a tangible gift that you're giving them, but also it's something that it's more of the thought process. You hear about people talking about like the thought process of giving and things like that. As I grew more mature, that was more important to me, especially right now, where for me it's about, and all of you can relate with this too, is the giving gifts to your nieces, giving gifts to your nephews, getting gifts to your family members and friends, and just kind of watching and seeing their smiles. And that itself that's pretty much priceless because you can't buy a smile. A smile comes naturally. And also that feeling that goes with it, the energy that comes along with you too, really just makes my day. And so it's ultimately happiness that we're looking for. You know, just to kind of close this out is that I hope that no matter if it's receiving gifts or giving gifts, it doesn't, that itself is definitely something that has taught me to think at a higher level, to think at a level where you may do certain things for certain reasons, but there's a lot of reasons why you do things. And ultimately it's happiness. It's having an enjoyable time in life. It's building that awesome life that you want. So this is Quinn Lee, just concluding from lifeisawesomeness.com. A lot of great topics that hopefully I can be discussing about and things like that in the near future. So do contact me on my website. It's lifeisawesomeness.com. And feel free to shoot an email to me and things like that. Comments, questions, whatever you want, you know, feel free to contact me and I'm sure we can definitely have a lot of great discussions. This is it. Cutting out. Talk to you guys then. Thanks. Bye.